This is not a comprehensive history book of the university. This is a pictorial history, and so people are going to find some wonderful images along with some really interesting facts that Tammy and I were able to find. But Tammy and I have discussed this project for several years now, and it wasn't until this past spring when the publisher, Arcadia Publishing, finally decided they would allow us to do it. And so we did feel it was important for the 125th anniversary to do something about the history. One thing that we were hoping would happen, we did bring it up to current times, so it's a document, I think, of where the university is today. But we're hoping that people who went to school here in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, like I did, that they will smile at some of the things that we were able to find, some of these little anecdotes that we have, and stories about the different buildings and how they've changed through the time. So we're really hoping that people will really enjoy it and think, oh, that's when I was a freshman, I had to wear a beanie in the 1950s. And so we want that to be a part of what we did in this book.